advertising and pre-roll, right? Like, I think of it as three shifts too, right? Because like when we were coming up, the big companies were just like literally turning around and saying, you know, let's figure out what smells you need to smell, let's figure out what colors you need to see, and let's gamify it. And that's how they built their businesses, right? Because everything was hidden kind of behind the shroud. You didn't have direct access.
Sure.
And then, you know, all the downtowns deteriorated. Big mega malls got built in a lot of suburb towns, not New York, but a lot of big suburb towns. And then that went away when people felt like they were sick of being sold to. And it's regressed back to, you want to know your cobbler, you want to know your suit guy, you want to trust people that you're talking to. Because you walk into situations, and a lot of times, like for us, when we walk into a situation, people go, what do you want from me?
Yeah.
Right? Like, one of the biggest things we have in our business is tenant representation in commercial.
Sure.
The commercial real estate space is so archaic, it's insane.
Yeah.
Right? In an industry that's been the same way for 50 years, like Jamie and I look at stuff, and we're like, oh my gosh, the holes in this industry, like the value add you can bring. We just did one for the lawyer that was above our office. He wrote like our articles for our company, and they were up for renewal. I'm like, he told me that, and I'm like, let me look at your lease. Pulls it up. I'm like, here, look at my lease. Pull it up on my iPad. He's paying $12 a square foot. I'm like, I'm net effective $2 a square foot. I'm like, this is the best lease in the entire city.
Yeah.
I'm like, you want me to do that for you? He's like, what's it going to cost? Like, nothing. It's free. He's like, how do you get paid? I'm like, the landlord, they build it into their costs with their CAMs and their additional rents. It's all pro forma. I'm like, well, we'll run a little analysis for you. We saved him six figures on his lease renewal.
Yeah.
The landlord doesn't really care because they own so many holdings.
They're like,
okay.
They just want a good tenant.
Part of it, right?
Sure.
Really good tenant and everything else. But it's exactly what you said, where people are sick of being sold to. So I couldn't have gone and be like, hey, let me do your lease negotiation for you. Because you'd be like, what do you want from me? And it just, that would have ended there. It had to come from an organic relationship where we knew each other for long enough. He saw the type of business we did. And then when I came up, I'm like, I saw a problem for him. I'm like, I could probably fix that. I don't need to, but I can. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I can take a look and run with it, right? So it's kind of the same thing with real estate, like with the Amazon deal, Prime buying the real estate company. That's an interesting one, right? With data and information, like you guys have always had open data.